Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Betty Clay from Refuge House of God Deliverance Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. Today we're coming with another teachable moment. We're going to ask before we get started that you share, get some of your friends to share and to like us on social media. Again, we just thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in, and we're going to get started. Today, we just want to talk briefly to the people of God, and we want to encourage you not to give Satan more than he already has. What I find is that a lot of times as Christians, what we do is blame the devil for a lot of things that we're doing. When the Bible clearly states that that's not true. And we're going to talk about a couple scriptures in a second. In 1 Peter 5 and 8, we find that we do have an adversary. And that means everybody. We have an adversary. And Peter tells us it's the devil. Then the scripture tells us that he walks to and fro, seeking whom he may devour, always anxious to show forth or demonstrate his power, just always looking and lurking around, seeking whom he can devour. But when we think about the word power, we think about force, energy, strength. We think about power. And yes, the enemy, he has it all. But according to Luke 10, verse 19, it says that we as the people of God, we have been given the power over all the power of the enemy. And it says that nothing shall by any means hurt us. So we have to be careful that we're not giving Satan something that he don't have when it comes to us, the people of God. First of all, when we look at power and force as it relates to the devil or to the enemy, we got to understand that he can't make us do nothing. He can't force you to do what you don't want to do. Do he have the strength? He does. Does he have the energy? Yes, he has it. It's there. But we got to understand that he can't use it against us because he's not authorized. And saints of God, we got to understand what God don't grant, he can't do. If God don't grant it, the enemy can't do it. You don't believe it? Look at Job, the second chapter. The devil needs permission from God, and he needs your permission as well to do something. But he has to have God's permission, even when he don't have ours. And so what does power really look like as it pertains to the enemy? What does that look like when it relates to us and when it relates to the enemy? What does it look like? Now, the Bible does say that the enemy has power, but we have more power. The greater one lives on the inside of us, the people of God. So what are we saying as Christians when we say the devil has power? Does he have power as we know it? Or what is he really doing? What he does is make attempts. He takes a shot at changing our perception. He tries to seduce us. He tries to distract us. But is it power? Or is it that he's so persistent and he's so consistent at what he's doing that it really becomes a strong influence as it relates to us? Influence, again, is just an attempt. He can't make you do it. Think about it. He can influence us to the point that it affects us or something may impact us, but it can't control us. And so at the end of the day, if we do what the enemy wants us to do, we do it not because he make us, but because we want to. Think about it. When the devil tempted Jesus in Matthew 4, those first 10 verses, you know what? First of all, and this is what we got to understand. If we're going to be like Christ, this is what we got to do. We got to do what Jesus did. First of all, we got to see the devil for who he is. He's a tempter. He's a liar. What he was saying to Jesus was a lie. And he was tempting Jesus. And so he's going to tempt us. But we got to understand who's tempting us. Who's talking to us? He's a liar. And then we got to know that Satan will do what he do. He'll always do what he do. And we got to be prepared to do what Jesus did. We got to recognize him when he come. And then when you get sick of his mess, you got to say what Jesus said. Get thee hence. No, you get thee behind me, Satan. We need to know what's written. Jesus say, it is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Saints of God, we have to know the word. We got to know how to resist. And then Satan says to Jesus, he say, if you be the Son of God. Okay. The same thing with us. This is what I'm saying to the children of God. If we be the children of God, let us not give Satan what doesn't belong to him. Satan does have power, but he doesn't have power over the children of God. Saints of God, we have got to know, and especially in this hour, we have got to know who we are in Christ and who Christ is in us. God bless you. This is our teachable moment for today. If you want to be a blessing to Apostle Clay, you can do so on our Cash App, which is all lowercase, $, M as in Mary, S as in Sam, B as in Betty, Clay, C-L-A-Y, $, M as in Mary, S as in Sam, B as in Betty, Clay, C-L-A-Y. And again, we want to invite you to invite your friends to like us on social media. Thank you. God bless you. Until the next time.